Rory, tough game today. Difficult game, disappointing end.
Disappointing to lose it at the end, Ashin. You know, look, it was a game we probably dominated for long periods, so it is. And, you know, we missed a lot of chances and we gave away a sloppy goal early on, which kept St Mary's very much in it. And to be fair, they finished the stronger in the last 6-7 minutes.
They were hard to break down at times because when they got to settle and get in their lines, trying to penetrate them was very, very difficult.
Yeah, trying to penetrate them was. But, you know, probably that came out the start of the second half and we had a number of fairly easy chances. You know, Michael missed two. You know, Stephen had a chance. Stephen McMahon probably could have popped on over the bar, and Oren's goal chance. You know, if you get ahead in a game like that, then, you know, it forces St Mary's to come out. But, you know, we paid for missing the chances.
Because you didn't continue that after the opening 10 minutes of the second half, because you were causing the problems when you started to run at them a bit quicker and pacier.
Yeah, we were, and we seemed to die a wee bit. You know, and probably they proved that they were a wee bit fitter for the time of year and that sort of thing. But look, we'd be disappointed in the chances we missed, but credit to them too.
And Paddy going off, been sent off, they got the black card and then showing the red card. Did you see what that was for?
Didn't see what it was for. You know, I thought the referee made a few strange decisions today.
Yeah, well, we said that you questioned one at half time. What was that one for?
He blew us for a short kick out, you know. And look, we've seen the start of the second half. Then he was the total opposite. St Mary's took one. He didn't throw it up, you know.
What about positives today? Big performance by Oren McNeillis today.
Oren played well. Yeah. He's an outstanding player. He's capable of kicking great scores. So he is. You know, he played well. Listen, I thought Steve McManaman acquitted himself very well. Jack O'Brien, you know, we just took Jack off. He picked up a wee just slight strain in his hamstring. I thought he played it. I thought Paddy McGrath, up until he sent off, was playing very well as well. But look, it's a building blocks now for us, and we'll have to learn from today.
How hard was it to try to respond when that goal went on? They kicked those couple of points later on.
It was tough, you know. So it was, particularly when you're a man down, you know. But look, that, you know, we put ourselves in that position. You know, I thought when the goal went in, we should have been 2, 3, 4 points up.
Yeah, it's disappointing to lose today, but it's nothing too worrying for you, Rory.
No, not at this stage of the year. Yeah. You know, look, we looked improving. We'll have to learn the lessons from the video, and we'll have to certainly push on.
Yeah. And Fermanagh's now next up. If you do want to progress the competition, you're going to need to take a win on Wednesday to start. Stand any sort of chances in case other results going your way too?
Yeah, listen, I think someone said Fermanagh won by 5 or 6 points, so, you know, that puts a wee bit of pressure on ourselves. You know, it'll come down to score difference again. I think Fermanagh went through last year, but look, at this stage we're just worried about the game and we're looking about trying to win it.
We've seen Neil McGee coming back in today. Will you filter maybe some of the more senior players in next week?
Oh, that'll be the plan. You know, we'll start a few more of them. You know, listen, we could have played Anthony or Martin today. We decided just leave it another wee bit longer, but we look to move them forward as well.
Okay.